Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's been a massive success. It's aired now four separate times, nationally and internationally, on home box office, HBO. She'll be joining us coming up in the third hour today. Bev Harris, who was behind making the film Hacking Democracy, will be joining us with this exclusive Election Day interview. I'm told she's not doing any other interviews on radio, but she'll be joining us for a full hour in the third hour. Michael Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com with his excellent analysis as well, as he tracks the election fraud with his team, will be joining us from Hawaii in the second hour, riding shotgun with me into the third. We will also have wide open phones specifically on the election. I'm not going to screen your calls. I never do. But I would like to hear you comment on what's happening with the election. Then you can piggyback any other comments you'd like onto that. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It is November 7th, 2006, Super Tuesday. It is Election Day. And in every major battleground state where Republicans are battling to maintain control, voting machines are flipping votes. They are freezing. They are frying coast to coast. They're doing what they were designed to do. Also, the GOP has revealed themselves by coming out on the GOP.org website saying, don't trust exit polls. They're going to show you the Democrats are winning, but we're really going to win. In the past decades, exit polls have been extremely accurate. In fact, I looked up some of the averages, right around 2 or 3 percentage points accuracy. Very, very accurate. They've always been seen as more accurate in many areas on election night than even the official numbers that first come out that are routinely altered later. But the neocons on their website say that, oh, no, in the last two elections, though, exit polls have been wrong. Well, yes, since you've been engaging in massive coast-to-coast fraud. There are so many thousands of stories of election fraud and engineers that work for the companies going public and saying they were hired to engage in fraud, and other engineers going public saying it's easily hacked, and other outside engineers and computer experts demonstrating the hacks. The computers are designed to be remotely and secretly accessed. And that is now happening. One of their favorite tactics is to simply flip votes. That's been happening in early voting in Travis County and also down in San Antonio, Texas. And in Austin, Texas, people I know personally who are very computer savvy say that it's flipping their votes. They're voting Democrat. They're voting third party. And it's telling them that they voted for Republicans. But the big news here is the Republicans have the nerve to come out preemptively and say, don't trust the exit polls. Yeah, don't trust all the other polls, scientific polls, that show a massive Democratic and anti-incumbent sweep. There are also some Democratic incumbents being thrown out. And in every case, the polls are showing a massive Democratic landslide, which is a good thing. We're not saying the Democrats are going to save us. They're just the other arm of the New World Order. But it will cause a separation of powers. The Founding Fathers called for it. Will break up the monopoly of the legislative, the executive, and the judiciary that President Bush has. It will allow a move towards impeachment hearings that will damage this criminal regime to a great extent and hopefully put their move to set up an imperial dictatorship here domestically on ice and their move to attack Iran. Of course, you have Hillary and Lieberman and others calling for an attack on Iran, so we understand that wing of the Democratic Party will still be in control of any revolution the Democrats are able to bring forward. Nancy Pelosi will be there to ride herd over the small Democratic majority that may be coming into the House. It would be a huge landslide, but they're fighting to steal and abscond and destroy the electoral process in this constitutional republic. We're witnessing the third straight election in a row being stolen, being blocked. But it's a big job to block a landslide. They may still fail. We'll track it. We'll chronicle it. Election 2006.
It's here.
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, it is Election Day 2006. Bev Harris behind the big HBO special that has aired several times in the last few days since Thursday, Hacking Democracy. She'll be joining us in the third hour. Michael Rivera with his amazing analysis. He's really doing a great job chronicling all the election fraud he's done in the last two elections. Now here in our third, as we watch the Republic being completely overthrown before us, he'll be joining us in the second hour. Just a program note, we did find Hacking Democracy up on Google and YouTube video. We have links to it up on JonesReport.com, and I'd grab it and host it on your server while you can. I don't think it'll be up there long. Plus, a censored parts of a Simpsons that I'm now being told was censored. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com. I guess Rupert Murdoch didn't like the parallels with the war, tying it into War of the Worlds in a type of satirical spoof. So a lot of information you need up on PrisonPlanet.com, but you can go grab the Hacking Democracy up on JonesReport.com. We have a detailed report up there about the Diebold that we wrote and put together, tried to block, the big voting machine company tried to block the release of that film last week. So this is the type of stuff we deal with. Speaking of films being blocked, and then I'm going to go directly into massive election fraud, massive, quote, malfunctions, big boo-boo the GOP have been caught in here. The hubris, their hubris is giving them away. That's coming up just a minute or two. I told you last week that I wanted to reserve judgment concerning Barnes & Noble and Borders Books and other big chains around the country, how it was very strange that we knew they'd taken delivery, many of these outlets, of with thousands or hundreds of videos, depending on the outlet, and that there was some type of weird censorship going on, and even stores that we confirmed through the distributor had taken delivery physically at their outlets, not just their warehouses, that they were not putting them on store shelves, My New Film Terror Storm. We have confirmed that. We have confirmed that places like Netflix, when you try to go order it to have it delivered to your door to rent it, when you try to put it into your queue, as it's called, of films you want sent to you, that it tells you a very long time till you get it. And that's because they quickly sold out the 500 copies that they had, and last time I checked, they weren't reordering. Oh, so what if something instantly sells out? We don't want to order more, or so what if people are here showing up wanting it? We're not going to put it on our shelves. And at the very same time, Amazon.com, we rushed to number 9. I saw number 9. I'm told it went to number 8. We didn't get a screenshot of it, but I physically saw it at number 9. The lowest screenshot we got was it at 17. That is, you know, my staff was here Friday and took a screenshot of it at 17. But I did see it at 9. Again, I'm told by someone I trust they saw it at 8 Friday night. Or was that Saturday night? I don't remember now. The point is that we know it went into the top 100. It's still in the top 100. It's been in the top 100 since last Wednesday, peaking over the weekend at number 9. And we know for a fact that Amazon did order an amount, did sell out by Thursday, 2 days after posting it. But instead of saying ships today, it would say ships in 6 to 12 days. Well, now if you click through to order, it says 4 to 6 weeks, when we know that they reordered on Friday, and it takes 2 days for the warehouse to ship it to their 3 warehouses. So it should say it takes 4 days to ship. Now it should say in stock. It is now in stock at Amazon. I made the call this morning and confirmed it, but they're still saying on their main page 6 to 12 days, and then when you click through to order, they're saying 4 to 6 weeks. Let me tell you what else Amazon.com did. A link to buy it, to the subpage to buy Terror Storm, was all over the web. Amazon did something my distributor's never seen, that I've never seen. They changed the link to another page so it didn't link to Terror Storm. And so you found it buried in the page. So there is clear monkey business going on. As you know, Google admits in a press release that they erased our total tally numbers off of the 20-plus versions of Terror Storm people had uploaded to Google Video. So we already had that working against us, that, you know, they count the one video as what's the highest ranking. It's like, you know, if you had 20 horses in the race, you own them all, you tallied it all together, you win every place. But it's over now, 6 million, I quit counting a few weeks ago, downloads, and they admitted that they had erased them. They admitted that they had gone in, but it was an accident over and over again doing it. So without a shadow of a doubt, there is a concerted effort to frustrate you in the purchase of Terror Storm. There is an effort to knock it out of the top 100, where most people will find it and watch it. You stay in the top 100, stay in the top 20 or so of Amazon, you will, again, garner that much more exposure. The stores decide what they're going to order off of Amazon is one of their key, I'm told the key with video, indices, indicators that is used by the big distributors and purchasers and chains. We know that Google has done everything they can to erase our numbers and knock us out of the top 100. And we know that, I mean, again, they tried to block, Diebold tried to block the release of the film about electronic voting machine fraud. At every level, you could have people like Colonel Craig Roberts, best-selling author, 3 books in the bestseller list of the New York Times, sold millions of copies of one, an all-time bestseller in nonfiction. I mean, it's in the top, you know, of all-time bestsellers, One Shot, One Kill, and you know, Marine Corps Sniper in Vietnam. Well, he writes other books that I think, frankly, are much better, and they're very, and he's told by every publisher in New York, listen, we're CIA-controlled, and that later came out in Senate hearings, Operation Mockingbird, and you're not allowed to publish this. So he self-publishes, and people even want it, and you have to go in and special order it. You see, this is how they operate. They won't let us on the playing field because we'll kick their butts. Excuse my mild French there. And I know we can beat them. That's why they're moving to block non-net neutrality. That's why they're moving to shut down the web. It's happening right now, piecemeal. A finger, then an arm, and a leg. Now they're cutting into the basic organs of the Internet. And it's because we're winning. There's all these big mainstream news articles every day panicking, saying, we're losing, we're imploding, the Internet's taking over, the new media, they're killing us. Oh, 18-year-old kids can be have websites bigger than major papers in a month. Oh, well, you just won't tell the truth. You just won't give people real information. And so you're going to try to keep us off the field because you're a bunch of cheaters. And I'm sick of it. We want our country back. We want our planet back. We don't want your stinking foreign-owned toll roads. We don't want your stinking militarized police. We don't want your stinking pervert Republicans snorting their methamphetamine and with their gay prostitutes when they're not having their Monday morning prayer meeting with Bush, the limp-wristed commie. We're sick of you. We know you're criminals. And we're tired of it. And you go ahead and try to block the web. And you go ahead and try to block Terrorstorm. And you go ahead and call the theater chains and call TV stations and threaten them not to interview Aaron Russo or carry his film. We've got it. We're carrying American freedom to fascism. Believe me, folks, you know you're hitting a nerve when you got the big guns trying to silence you and the big guns trying to block you. And that's why every one of our AM and FM affiliates is so precious. I thank every one of you, whether it's WBCR or KCXL or stations in Ohio or upstate New York or Florida or Texas or California, all of you, thank you. And I want listeners to support those affiliates, that growing list of affiliates, by the way, and I want you to support their sponsors. And if you've got a local business, I want you to sponsor them because it's such a special thing to not just be on the Internet but to be on mainstream AM and FM, like stations like KLBJ 590 here in Austin. You know, the point is, we are mainstream. We're taking the mainstream. We're taking over. We're going to win. We're going to kick you in the hind end, New World Order. We're not stopping. And I hope you realize that. All right, here's the news. And I got Paul Watson on this right now, writing a big article. It'll be up in the next 2 hours. Get it. Get it out to everybody. We are seeing systematic election fraud, the exact same pattern we witnessed in 2000, 2002, 2004, but more so the same pattern, exact same pattern. It's similar to 2000, but exact same 2002, 2004, where votes are being flipped, where you go into precincts and it's completely wrong election. You know, it's the previous election. We're now confirming that just happened in Austin. Got our witnesses coming on here, lining them up right now. We are confirming coast-to-coast in key battlegrounds. If you take the states, and these articles don't point it out, you have to go then pull up the maps of the battleground states. Every state, especially in the Northeast, the Midwest, the West, every key battleground state where Democrats were 5, 10, 12 points ahead, and where every poll was showing they were going to win, this is where the machines are crashing. This is where they're flipping the votes. This is where computer-savvy people are going in and saying, that thing flipped my vote. It's happening in key battleground cities around the country. Even in red state strongholds, where you have little blue pockets, the malfunctions are only in those areas. I spent an hour this morning comparing the maps. I hope Paul Watson will go pull up the maps that show the battleground states when he writes this article, and then show how it's in those battleground states. I saw the pattern this morning. No one else seems to be getting it. Oh, they're reporting there's all these problems, but not that it's everywhere where there's a contested race. Voting machines' woes cause early delays. This is AP. Voting machines began wreaking havoc the minute the polls opened Tuesday, delaying voters in dozens of Indiana and Ohio precincts and leaving some in Florida little choice but to turn to paper ballots instead. I've got like 20 articles. It's all over the country, the same thing. And we'll get to the really big news on the other side, the GOP revealing themselves. Keep it locked in. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 7th, 2006. Gold opened at $626, and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $652.80 and $327.42 for half ounce coins. That's $652.80 and $327.42. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas, declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Looking at Austin, Texas as a microcosm of the rest of the country, a Democrat stronghold, we are confirming that that when you go in to vote Democratic, it flips it and votes Republican. We've also just talked to Vicky Karp, who's going to try to get a line in so we can get a quick report from her. She heads up the big vote rescue here in Austin, Texas. They're doing parallel elections. They're doing exit polling, doing a great job with volunteers out there today that in one of the suburbs of Austin that it's actually the last election in the computers. I mean, it's not just the fraud of these computers. It's that they're so shoddily built and designed to be entered by a back door and then it's all proprietary, and you're not even allowed to know how it operates. Many of the companies have wireless internet cards hooked into them secretly. People bought them, claiming that they're a precinct, claiming that they're a municipality, and then they've done tests, and it's designed for fraud. The codes to different voting machines have been put up on the internet inadvertently by companies, and they've admitted that it's accurate because they get real mad about it later and claim that it's proprietary and start suing people, and it's designed for fraud. And then all over the country, all over the nation, from Florida to Ohio to Pennsylvania, the reports of machines having problems, and again, it's called problems. I guess, if you catch a bank robber robbing the bank, you just tell the cops, I was having a problem. I came in and pointed a gun and robbed the teller. It was just a problem. It was an accident. No, it's not an accident in many cases. In some cases, it is that they're so shoddily built and no oversight is allowed. Even the municipalities aren't allowed to know how the machines work. It's just, trust us. Never mind the fact that all the major companies are run by former CIA directors or former NSA directors or deputy directors. This is AP. Voting machine woes cause early delays. Voting machines began wreaking havoc the minute the polls opened today, delaying voters in dozens of Indiana and Ohio precincts and leaving some in Florida with little choice but to turn to paper ballots instead. In Cleveland, voters rolled their eyes as election workers fumbled with new voting machines that they couldn't get to start properly. We got five machines. One of them's got to work, said Willett Schoenlink, a troubleshooter from the Chattanooga County, Ohio election boards. Election officials in Delaware County, Indiana, plan to seek a court order to extend voting after an apparent computer error prevented voters from casting ballots in 75 precincts. Delaware County Clerk Karen Werner said the cards that activate the machines were programmed incorrectly. We were working with precincts one by one over the telephone to get the problem fixed. Werner said, with a third of Americans voting on new equipment, again, as I said, about 35%, and voters navigating new registration databases and changing ID rules, election watchdogs worried about polling problems even before the voting began Tuesday. Although turnout is generally lower in midterm elections, this year was the deadline for many of the election changes enacted in the wake of the Florida balloting chaos of 2000. Yeah. That wasn't chaos. That was election theft. That was scams going on. And then they claimed, it's the butterfly ballots. But it was in precincts that didn't have that in Florida and other areas. And we saw the same thing in 2004 in Ohio and New Mexico and other key battleground states. And these malfunctions are taking place in key battleground states right now. It is so transparent. It is so incredibly obvious. Now, if you go to GOP.org website, we have links to up on our websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, and all of them have different election coverage. Some of them have the same stories, but I got different people working on it. There's so many news articles at different sites of different stories, so to get a full picture, look at them all today, and other sites as well. Beware of exit polls. This is what the Republicans are saying in a press release this morning. Biased and inaccurate predictions have led to poor GOP exit poll showings in the past three national elections. And again, exit polls were always seen as extremely accurate until the new magic machine started going in the last three elections. And so, suddenly, those are wrong. It shows the Democrat won by 10 points, but the machine doesn't say so. And they go on to say, fast facts on exit polling. So this is their spin. Don't believe the exit polls, which have always mirrored the scientific polls that have always been trustworthy. But now suddenly the rules of the election process showing that exit polls and scientific polls are very accurate, down to just a few percentage points, that's all thrown out. Doesn't matter if polls show a Democrat's going to win by 10, 12, 15 or more points. The machines do the voting. Takes all the trouble away. National exit polls will skew in favor of Democrats this year due to large numbers of uncontested Democratic seats in the House of Representatives, the Republicans say. We'll tell you more about this. We'll try to get a report here from Austin with the local vote rescue folks. We've got Bev Harris coming up. We've got Michael Rivero coming up. And we've got your calls coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
New York, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Louisiana, all points in between, New Mexico, Colorado, Nevada, Idaho, Wyoming. I want to hear from you. I want to know what your local papers are reporting. Every county, every city, every major city I look at, every state I look at is having, quote, problems. The machines aren't working, they're crashing, they're flipping. But in key battleground states is where we see, I would say, 80-plus percent of it centering. And that's what you'd expect with fraud. And we have been talking to Local Vote Rescue Vicki Karp, who we talked to about 30 minutes ago. Now we're unable to get in touch with her as soon as she is done. She's a local realtor. She may be busy doing that, or I doubt she's working today. I know she's out there running the vote rescue operation as soon as she can. I'm sure she's putting in a national report right now. She works with Bev Harris and many others, the Brad Blog and others that are really leaders in tracking all of this. As soon as she's able, I'd like her to call the back line, or maybe she was given the wrong back line. We gave her the back line and she never called in. So I'd ask her to call my office and get that back line again if she's having problems. Let's do this. Let's go to your calls, and then I'm going to recap. The Republicans are saying in a press release, don't trust the exit polls and don't trust scientific polls. Doesn't matter if everybody says they're voting for Democrats or third party or other candidates or anti-incumbents. Yeah, we're really winning. We're winning. The machines are coming through for us. It's like in New Hampshire and other key battleground states, the poll showed more than 10% lead for the more establishment, more anti-establishment candidate. Freudian slip. I was thinking he's still establishment, but they certainly didn't like him. Howard Dean, who could have, you know, really gone up against Bush. And then magically, everywhere Diebold was in place in those key New England states, everywhere that it was being used, it had Kerry winning by about 3 or 4 points in the Democratic primary in 2004. Remember that? And then everywhere it wasn't in place, well, guess what? The poll numbers matched the exit polls, and the poll numbers matched the scientific polls, showing that Dean was leading by about 10 points. Remember that? You see, there's so many levels of fraud to this. And then, of course, Kerry took a dive. You can't just steal the election because the person you're running against could contest it if it's a real person, a real candidate, like in Mexico, and you end up with burning police stations and bombs going off. Now they're several months into civil war in many areas of Mexico. Let's go to the calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Patrick in Florida. Patrick, welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
I'm here in Central Florida. We had paper ballots, believe it or not. I held my nose and voted for some of the third party and or non-incumbents who are probably socialists as well, but just trying to shake things up a bit. But I also wanted to bring up one thing as far as a Social Security number for babies. Didn't get a Social Security number. The nurses at the hospital looked at me as I was like I was Hitler. Plus, I didn't get any vaccination.
But just a few years ago, they didn't push you to get it. You didn't get a Social Security number until you got a job when you were 14 years old, like I
Correct.
Did. But
Correct.
Not anymore. And you and they look at you like you're a space alien if you don't want shots either.
Correct. And, you know, I told them, look, my baby doesn't even have a wallet yet. Why does he need a Social Security number? But here's the problem. I can't claim him as a tax deduction, and they say, unless I have a Social Security number, and that's news to me.
Yeah, it'll cost you a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah, it cost me $1,700 last past year. Do you know of any way I can get around it by sending them birth certificates or whatever?
They don't
look.
Care. They want to make sure your child is pledged. This isn't an urban legend. We had Joseph Stiglitz on, and he discussed it. The resources, the people, it's what we're called human resources, are pledged to the debt as chattel. And so they take that birth certificate that they already have, and they tie it into the health departments.
Yep.
And they have an illegal DNA database for the last 34 years of everybody born in a hospital, and the, quote, blood test they give, and that's been admitted. I've had congressmen on to talk about the DNA databases in North Carolina and Michigan are two of the big ones, the federal databases. And I don't know of a way to do that, sir, but the income tax itself is a fraudulent system. In fact, I suggest you get America Freedom to Fascism, which we have in stock right now here at the office by Aaron Russo.
Yes, I understand that. But, you know, the Social Security number, okay, just like the vaccinations, they claim they're by law you have to get them, which is a lie. But, you know, it's not by law you have to get a Social Security number, so why do you have to have it to claim?
And under federal law, under the 1986 Privacy Act, it is only to be used in the administration of the Social Security Act and the Social Security program. But you notice they demand it when you buy a car. They demand it when you do any banking. They demand it illegally everywhere.
Yes. Well, you know, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, Alex, because, you know, everywhere Americans are just, you know, they're boot-licking. You know, anything the government says, I'm going to do.
Let me just say, if you're worried about a Social Security, brother, number, you better worry about your cell phone tracks you. They use computers to listen to you. All the new computers listen to you.
Yes.
Google admits they're using the microphones and cameras to watch you. Yes, I'm not kidding, folks. The surveillance is so past that now, it's mind-blowing.
Well, thanks for your time today, Alex. I'll let other callers get through.
Yeah, I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Edward in Florida. Edward, another call from Florida.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I've watched a couple of these documentaries lately, and I'm just so sad for this country. Anyway, down here in Florida, it looks like we've got some voting machine frustrations at Precinct 2002 in West Palm Beach. A couple of voters hit one candidate, and another candidate's name was checked off. If you go to PalmBeachPost.com, there's a couple of stories.
Yeah, but that's exactly PalmBeachPost.com. We're going to, in fact, I saw that we're going to be on that. I believe that's already posted on PrisonPlanet.com. And exactly, quote, malfunctions.
Right.
That the, but notice, I've been looking at it. It's the establishment candidates. It's the incumbents. It's the neocons in close races. Magically, it's flipping the vote. Oh.
Yeah, and, you know, Catherine Harris doesn't stand a chance against Bill Nelson, who's, I mean, he might as well be a Republican. Ugh. But look, I just wanted to take a moment to encourage that guy Troy that called in yesterday to disagree, you know. I just want to encourage him to go to PrisonPlanet.com and read through all the data pages that you have on there. Just, you know, research. Ignorance may be bliss, but knowledge, it will definitely set us free. And it's encouraging to see that he's at least calling into your show and listening to your show. And, I wish half these neocons would do the same thing. And also, just real quick, everybody out there, get healthy, start exercising, eat good foods, because this is it, guys. you know, I'm going to a gun show later on this week. I'm going to get armed. You know, I'm ready to defend my republic. Absolutely.
Well, buying a gun is half of it. You need to go out and shoot it.
Yep, absolutely.
All of us need to get out. I've been so busy the last few years, I never have a chance to go shooting or hunting, and my skills have dropped from just absolutely superb, as good as it gets, down to just good, and I'm very upset about it, so I'm going to be doing some more shooting.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, I was a big liberal Air America listener. I called in and asked Mike Malloy what he thought about the Democrats winning. And he's a lot more optimistic than I am, that's for sure. But not anymore. I mean, I'm pro-Second Amendment now. I mean, get out there, guys. Get healthy. These people that we're up against, you know, these are Army guys that have full, you know, combat armor on. You know, just get ready. Get ready, guys.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. You know, this is what this broadcast has been able to do, and of course others get credit as well, but I'm really proud of the work we've done. Imagine Democrats of the last 20 years who were aware of the corruption of the Republican Party, and they would hear Republicans run around and defend it and lie about the corruption and say it didn't exist. And so they bought into the Democratic Party and thought, yeah, you don't need a gun, it's violent, it's bad, it hurts the children. But what's happened is real conservatives, real libertarians, real truth seekers have illustrated, hey, they're building FEMA camps. Hey, they're setting up a dictatorship. They're militarizing the police. They're abolishing the Bill of Rights. They're saying they'll use the army against us. Now do you understand, liberals, why we need guns? And they're not even what you'd call a liberal anymore. They're going, yes, both parties are controlled. Yes, we need to buy guns. Yes, we need to get ready. Yes, we understand communism was created by the big banks. I'm telling you, I'm really proud of what you'd call liberals, because they wouldn't wake up to Bill Clinton's crimes. They couldn't believe it. But over time, they did wake up. And conservatives, to some extent, have woken up to the fact that Bush is a phony. I mean, when another 10 or 15 top preachers and top Republicans, it turns out, you know, are gay or pedophiles or into drugs, I mean, you're going to find out that it's actually a guild. It's a club. You have to be into that to even join the club. How many years have I been saying that? What's happening is the liberals are now learning about this. And they're not liberals. They're now just Americans. They're constitutionalists. And they now realize, oh, I see what the Second Amendment's about. I understand now. And every liberal I know has bought assault rifles, handguns, shotguns. They're out shooting them. And they're ready. They're not going to a FEMA camp. And by the way, I want to tell the liberals, don't worry. Most of the troops, especially the older ones, the young gang member types who like to just kill people, know that they're going to be cops. But you've got to understand that a lot of them are just going to go, you know, work in business or at the car dealership or, you know, wherever. And they know exactly what's going on. And let me just tell you, they're special forces, former special forces, not just troops, but not just regular military, all over the country, just waiting for military to come down their street, waiting for people to try to take their guns. I mean, there, folks, there are bunkers built everywhere. There are militias, the smart ones that are quiet and aren't infiltrated everywhere. We are an armed camp. And I just feel sorry for any military units or any police units that try anything. I mean, you'll be completely destroyed. And I think you know that, don't you? So if you think you're going to... That's why the race on the whole, though, is the 30 million illegal aliens. The globalists, if a rebellion kicks off, they will give the orders through their capos, through the leftist organizations controlled by the Ford Foundation, to torch every U.S. city. Then conservatives and liberals alike will see that and will stand down when the military occupies. But it doesn't matter. When the military then goes into phase two, a gun confiscation, it's kind of like Katrina. They on purpose locked down the city, wouldn't let people escape, blocked the firemen and police and good police and military early on, state guard, from coming into aid. They jammed the police communications as the storm hit, cut down their communications lines. Police are on record saying they had to guard them with armed troops because of FEMA. So, you know, even there, that was a microcosm laboratory test of, okay, well, if we say it's an emergency, will they accept gun confiscation? And gun owners at first couldn't believe it when it was in the New York Times reporting happily that all guns were to be turned in the entire area of Louisiana, and the gun confiscation crews were coming. Food and water wasn't being delivered. No. Flat-back trucks with FBI SWAT teams leading hordes of regular army and local police were coming. And people saw those images, old women being drug out and rich people's houses being drug out. And I just, shame on you. Shame on you. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Connecticut, then Brett and others. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
My next letter is going to be exhorting people to watch Freedom to Fascism. And I'm also trying to get my local theater to play that and Terror Storm.
By your next letter, what do you write, letters to the editor?
Yes. I read you a letter from last month.
That's right. I remember.
I have two questions, Alex. The first one is, have there been any latest developments on the matter regarding Ron Paul and the NRA treachery, and your take on that, your further take on the NRA treachery? And also, I'm reading a book by Bill Cooper named Behold a Pale Horse, and there's a section in there, it's entitled Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Was that a legitimate document?
Oh, yeah, that's a public document by Colonel Alexander.
I couldn't believe it. I read that, and I was doing a slow burn, and I'm thinking, this is what these inbred cockroaches think of us.
That's right. Huge microwave guns mounted on police armored vehicles frying us. Huge sound cannons everywhere. Total surveillance. The cities as surveillance grids. Huge open prisons.
They refer to us as cattle, Alex. And they also say that the lower classes, us cattle basically, have to be subjected to an inferior education because we're not smart enough to be the elite. And we're
That's real. He just wrote about it before it was declassified.
Also, wasn't he murdered?
Yes, he was gunned down by a SWAT team.
Wow. Well, I'll just leave it at this, Alex. I'm going to keep an eye on my local elections and this whole matter with the NRA and Ron Paul. I am ashamed of the NRA. Absolutely and completely ashamed.
For those that don't know, they endorsed the Democratic candidate, a big implantable animal ID activist, pro-toll roads, pro-NAFTA highway activist, absolute sniveling worm, and they said that Ron Paul was anti-gun and endorsed the other candidate when Ron Paul is an A-plus by every other gun group, state and national, and it has the best voting record, period, of any congressman, and that's how they play. They play hardball.
It could be safely said, Alex, that the NRA is the nation's largest gun control organization.
They got the 68 Gun Control Act passed.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you, and I like Charlton Heston. You know, I've interviewed him before he retired from Alzheimer's. Did you know I have the videotape somewhere around here where he campaigned for the 68 Gun Control Act? And I do have him on record saying we should, you know, restrict people having semi-autos. So, again, they come as a man of peace. They come as the good guy. They come, it's sick. Wolves in sheep's clothing is what it's called. Of course, you can believe the facts or you can give up your guns. Let's go ahead and talk to Brett. Brett, where are you calling us from?
Hi, Alex. Calling from Delaware County, Indiana. Seems we made national headlines today.
That's right, with all the machine problems.
Yeah, I just want to give a couple reports. A lot of people were turned away. They were told that the machines were down and they were out of the paper ballots also. And the judge here did rule that the polls could stay open an extra 2 hours and 40 minutes to make up for that lost time this morning.
Meanwhile, the media is telling us, oh, we'll tell you the national results early. Well, we'll know by 6 o'clock tonight. Bull, they will.
Yeah, the people in Indianapolis told him he couldn't do it, and he said that he was the judge and he could do whatever he wants.
Well, this is what they do. In every election now, they tell you by 6, 7, okay, Republicans won. Go back to sleep. Don't bother voting on the West Coast when it's 4 o'clock, when everybody can still go vote. They just hear, oh, it's already decided, and everybody goes to sleep.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people won't know that they were turned away this morning that the polls will stay open later, so they probably just won't even bother voting.
And there'll be big lines 10 times worse at 5, 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and probably what happened in Ohio, and people won't get to vote at all.
Well, you know, the big report here, and I do have it here in the Palm Beach Post and other publications, is they're flipping the votes. You vote for the Democrat, and they say, Dabo, Hardiner Civics, ESNS, Sequoia, we're going to make that vote for you. How's that sound? If you don't like it, we'll call in some cops, billy clubs, to knock your teeth out. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Everybody to go to Infowars.com. Or if you don't have a computer, tell your husband, your wife, your neighbor to do it for you. And to go to Amazon.com. We're still in the top 100, but nothing near number one. We went to number 9 over the weekend. I want to push Terror Storm to number 1 on the Amazon charts, the number 1 indicator used around the country. It's seen as the New York Times bestseller list of videos. Please get it as a gift. Buy a bunch of copies. Buy it to support us. and get it out to everybody you know. And having it in that top 20 or so is so important, because that's where a lot of people do their shopping. We're reaching people who've never seen the truth before. It's only $11.19 per DVD. You cannot beat this deal. It's over 3 hours on one DVD. The film, The Government History of Government-Sponsored Terror, The History of Government-Sponsored Terror, How They Carry Out These Terror Attacks, and then 68 minutes of extras from the big historical 9/11 Neocontagenis Symposium that C-SPAN carried 2 hours of, but this is the highlights of 2 days. By the way, I learned that they've aired C-SPAN two more times. I didn't know that. 6 times they've aired that. The most requested, most watched C-SPAN program in history, C-SPAN has reported. So the highlights of that are on the film as well. Please get Terraform today. I'm going to have her with us in this segment and the next. Then Michael Rivero joins us. Then Bev Harris in the third hour with the big HBO film sending shockwaves across the country, Hacking Democracy. But right now we are joined by the editor of the book. She also wrote some of the sections in it. Hacked, High-Tech Election Theft in America. She runs the local group here, the Vote Rescue. She's Vicki Karp. And Vicki, when we were trying to get her on about 30 minutes ago, was in there voting. She just got out. She's in her car. Vicki, we've got reports from Vote Rescue coming in right now from 3 separate precincts, 3 separate problems from some of your sources. Tell us about what's happening in Travis County where Austin resides.
Okay, Alex, thanks for having me on. Well, at Precinct 364 in the Westlake area, Valley View Elementary School, they had machines breaking down, and they were asking voters to vote on the sample ballots. Not sure how that's working out, but we're trying to send crews over there to investigate. Then in at the Pan Am Rec Center on East 3rd Street, we have our parallel election team over there, and the power went out over there, which means the machines are just down. Completely. I don't know how long that's going to last. And then we had one report from Williamson County where the wrong ballot was being, I'm not sure if it was being given to people by hand. I don't know which systems they're voting on in that section of Williamson County, or if it's the wrong ballot coming up on the machine, which is what we, you know, we have ballots coming up on the screen here in Travis County. So we're trying to find out what's going on there, but our Vote Rescue rep in Cedar Park, Joe Rogers, called the Secretary of State's office, and they said, well, we can't help you. You need to call the county. And they're trying to call Williamson County Election Office, and no one's answering over there.
So we don't need to go to San Antonio where they're flipping votes. That's even been in the newspaper. We don't need to go to Austin where they've been flipping them in the last few weeks, though we're in Austin. We're seeing it right now here in Central Texas, every type of problem you can imagine.
Oh, my phone is ringing off the hook. I mean, I have 12 calls backed up. I'm sure I'll have more for you later if you want me to call back. Jeff Kantoff called in and said he asked for a paper ballot, and they're supposed to have paper ballots.
And Jeff Kantoff works with me on the TV show, good friend, very, very yes. Neurotic about being exactly accurate, so he's a great
yes.
Source. What did Jeff Kantoff tell you?
Well, he said that he asked for a paper ballot to vote on, and they only allow those for emergencies as the machines are going down, and the machines were not down where he was voting, so they refused to give him one. And he said that they offered him the ability to file a complaint with the Secretary of State's office in writing, and I think they had a form for that. So he said for me to mention that when I could and ask people to do that if they had a few minutes to fill out that form. And
yeah, they need to get thousands of reports complaining.
Right, exactly.
So we can show that the people don't like these machines. Of course, the polls show that too. Vicki Karp, I got a few more questions for you. Hold there 1 minute when we start the second hour. Then Michael Rivero joins us, and we're going to get to your calls as well, Alex and Rob and Robert and Joe and many others. A massive election coverage of the election fraud. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.